various ways of approaching what we're doing in the meditation. One way that I was speaking about last night, and which might be helpful for you to understand what we're trying to do in the practice, is that it doesn't matter so much what the object of meditation is. The usual objects are the breath. You just become aware of the breath flowing in and out of the body, and sometimes more specifically the touch, the feeling of the breath as it comes in and leaves the body. Other objects of meditation can be loving kindness or compassion, and we then try to generate those emotions and not only think about them but also feel them. And with all the objects, whether it's the breath or these emotions, what we're trying to do is to close the gap between the person or the state of mind which is observing the meditation object and the meditation object itself. Closing the gap so that we actually experience directly the meditation object. There's no space, no room for thinking about it, for judging it, for comparing it, for anything other than the direct experience of that object. The focus of awareness is hitting the mark like a bullseye, so that the attention is completely with the meditation object. And what comes between the attention, or what we call the mindfulness or awareness of the object, usually are thoughts which have nothing to do with the object itself. Or they may have something to do with it, but only sort of on the sideline. So if we are watching the breath and we observe, we feel that the breath is a very quick breath, we might have a thought about, oh, that was a quick breath. I should try and make it longer. Thinking about it and comparing it with another kind of breath comes between the observing of it and the breath as it's arising right now. So it can even be a thought about the meditation object, but that thought comes between the one who's observing and the mental quality of mindfulness or awareness and the object itself. When we start to meditate in each meditation sitting, and when we start to meditate if we haven't done a lot of meditation, then the thoughts which arise in the mind take us away for minutes at a stretch from the meditation object. We're trying to watch the breath, or we're trying to cultivate loving kindness, and we find that we've wandered right away to something completely unrelated to the breath, thinking about what's going on at home or what we've got to do tomorrow or something that's not even connected with the object itself. But as we spend more time focusing on the meditation object and not giving in to the thinking, not making the thoughts that arise important, not spending time with them, gradually the thinking starts to get less, it subsides, and the space between the thoughts starts to stretch. And in those spaces between the thoughts, that's when we can be right with the meditation object. And to be with the meditation object so that there's no other distraction happening, when the mind hits the mark, we have a direct experience not only of the object, but of the peace of mind that arises from within the mind itself in that moment of stillness. It's a moment of stillness because every time we're trying to be with the meditation object and the mind wanders off into thinking, that is a movement in the mind. And that movement, as we become more refined in our awareness, that movement is a source of friction. And that friction has a particular feeling that goes with it. It feels. It's something that we feel directly as an experience. When the mind isn't moving, when it is focused directly and completely on the meditation object, there's no movement. There's no friction. And that has a particular feeling to it. And the particular feeling is a pleasant feeling. That stillness is a pleasant feeling. That's what we label a peaceful, pleasant feeling. It's something that we experience directly when the mind is still. So what we're trying to do in the meditation, regardless of what is the object, is to hit the mark like a bullseye, so that there's no gap between the observer and what is being observed. There's no gap in time, and there's no gap in that the mind moves off onto some other object, like a thought, because that movement creates friction. It's the absence of friction which is experienced as a pleasant feeling. As we make those pleasant feelings arise more often, as we allow them to continue for longer stretches of time, it becomes easier to hit the mark. It becomes easier to keep the mind on the meditation object, because the benefit of doing that starts to become obvious. We experience it directly as a pleasant feeling. And that is more pleasant than going off into thinking. But this is something that takes place over time and with patient, persistent practice. And so that's what we're going to do now. We're going to again start with settling our attention on a gross object, on a larger object, the sitting posture, the feeling of the body in the sitting posture, and then we're going to narrow the focus of our attention down to just one aspect of the body, that is the breath, and then we're going to try to hit the mark, keeping our attention steadily focused on the breath, moment after moment, to allow that pleasant feeling to arise. When the pleasant feeling arises with some strength, it lasts for a little bit longer, eventually, gradually, that pleasant feeling becomes the object of our awareness. But it only becomes the object of our awareness when it becomes the sole object that we can pay attention to, when our mind isn't wandering away from it. So in the beginning, the pleasant object will come and go, the pleasant feeling will come and go. It won't last, and if we try to make it happen, if we try to hang on to it, we're creating friction through the movement of trying to grasp at that feeling. So it's only when that pleasant feeling is a steadily arising experience that it becomes the primary focus of our awareness. Until it is the primary focus of awareness, we keep our attention on the breath. So now, please make yourself ready for meditation. And settling the mind into the present moment by paying attention to the physical body, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, the sitting posture, how it feels, and then relaxing from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Taking time to settle the body is an act of loving kindness towards the body. And it prepares the mind to settle into the present moment in a relaxed way. When you've got a sense of the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, the outline of the body, feeling relaxed, then you can move your attention deliberately to the breath. And if you need some help to find the breath, you can take three slightly harder breaths until you establish your attention on the flow of the breath. gradually narrowing the gap between the observer and the observed. Coming closer and closer to the experience of the breath as it touches below the nostrils, above the upper lip, or wherever in the body you feel it most strongly. One place where you focus your attention being with the breath. trying to keep the awareness quite sharp and bright so that the mind doesn't become dull and sleepy. Being clearly aware of the meditation object. Mind has become dull, then take a slightly deeper breath to re-establish your mindfulness. Moving close to the object once again.
establishing mindfulness in the present moment, being with the meditation object, letting go of the meditation on the breath and becoming aware of the feeling in the mind, the mood of the mind, feeling state of the mind. Noticing the effect on the mind of this period of meditation. Once again, focusing directly on the breath. Giving your full attention to the breath. If there's a pleasant feeling present in the mind, allowing the awareness of the breath to go into the background and bring the awareness of the pleasant feeling into the foreground of your attention, so that the object of your attention is the pleasant feeling. May still be aware of the breath, but allow the pleasant feeling to be the thing that you give most attention to. That the breath is arising in the midst of the pleasant feeling. as you pay attention to the pleasant feeling, see if you can make that pleasant feeling grow so that it fills the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. First of all, filling the head. Starting at the top of the head, and as you breathe out, and as you breathe in, expanding that pleasant feeling to include the whole of the head. Gradually moving your awareness through the body, the pleasant feeling starting to expand and to fill the neck, the throat, down to the shoulders and the arms. Down through the trunk of the body. The pelvis and the buttocks. Down the legs to the feet. From the top of the head to the tips of the toes, a pleasant feeling throughout the whole of the body. Just moving your awareness lightly from the top of the head over the whole body to the tips of the toes, filling the body with this pleasant feeling. Allowing the pleasant feeling to extend beyond the boundaries of the body so that you're sitting in the pleasant feeling, filling the body and surrounding the body, a pleasant feeling. Pleasant feeling which has a sense of ease and comfort. Now make the association, this is a feeling of loving kindness. Consciously spread loving kindness throughout the whole body, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Simply moving your awareness lightly, generating a feeling of warmth and comfort, of softness and care towards the body. Within the body and around the body. Being aware of anything that comes between this feeling or sense of loving kindness for the body. Any thoughts, any reservations. Being aware of what comes between the thought or the wish of loving kindness and the experience of loving kindness. re-establishing your awareness of the body and physical posture by taking a few slow, deep breaths in and out. Becoming aware of the physical essence of the body in the sitting posture. And becoming aware of the mood of the mind as a result of this period of meditation practice. The experience of the moment is the mind and the body. Mind knows the mind, and the mind knows the body. To come to the end of the meditation. Does anyone have any questions? So if there are no questions, you're welcome to continue to practice in the hall. Please try and maintain silence in this area And I'll be over at the reception if anyone wants to come and speak to me individually. And at 5 o'clock there'll be a flower puja in this hall to end the 8 precept day, and you're welcome to attend that.